West Georgia's first news for your Wednesday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. The Carroll County School Board is in the process of reviewing new boundary lines for all seven school board districts based on population numbers provided by the 2020 census. The new census numbers suggest that the board should decrease the population in districts 1, 2, and 3 in the northeast portion of the county while adding population to districts 5, 6, and 7. In doing so, the school system is attempting to fit a population as close as possible to 13,192 in each district. Among the possible changes presented for discussion during a recent board meeting, there is a portion of Mount Zion city limits within District 6, and District 6 is considered to be representative of the Bowden Schools cluster. District 5, which is viewed as the Mount Zion cluster district, is the most creatively shaped as it covers from Mount Zion in the western portion of Carroll to Highway 61 just southwest of Bay Springs. The school board has also discussed splitting the gated Fairfield community, with the north being represented by District 3 and the south District 4. Based on census numbers, District 2 is currently the most populated with 13,954 residents. The board hoping to change the district line to shift approximately 800 residents from District 2 into Districts 1, 3, or 5. The Carroll County Board of Commissioners this month will consider using American Rescue Plan Act funding in order to provide pay supplements to public safety officers and first responders who served the community during the COVID-19 pandemic. ARPA funding has been designated to a Georgia Public Safety Officials and First Responders Supplement Grant, which, if accepted by county commissioners, would allow for a $1,000 pay supplement for all eligible sworn law enforcement officials and first responders, and a $300 supplement for all volunteer firefighters active during August of 2021. A Bowden business owner has filed suit against the U.S. government in district court for the Northern District of Georgia, asking the court to declare that the manufacture and sale of solvent traps does not violate federal firearms laws. The Atlanta Journal-Constitution reporting that in April of this year, dozens of federal agents swarmed Wayne Hawkins' rural Carroll County home armed with a warrant to seize assets, shut down his business, and gather evidence as they believe he was selling illegal firearm silencers via his business, Hawk Innovative Tech. According to the AJC, the ATF targeted Hawkins' business because he sold cylindrical tubes that fit on the end of a gun that are designed to catch cleaning solvents but can easily be modified into silencers. The ATF is concerned about the proliferation of solvent traps being used as unregistered silencers. Hawkins has reportedly denied the accusations and no charges have been filed, but federal prosecutors describe the matter as an ongoing criminal investigation. Importing, making, or selling unregistered silencers carries a possible 10-year prison sentence. The lawsuit filed asked the court to declare that the manufacture and sale of solvent traps does not violate federal firearms laws, as it is unclear what the federal position is on them. Carrollton-based Southwire on Tuesday announcing the acquisition of OBI Partners Incorporated of Alpharetta, a digital solutions provider focused on electric utilities. A company bio suggests that OBI, a privately held company founded in 2016, currently has less than 25 employees and generates less than $5 million annually. Southwire Vice President of Services Tom Courtney says the marketplace is demanding intelligent solutions to their electrical distribution needs, and through the acquisition of OBI, Southwire will do just that. The City of Temple kicking off the holiday season on Thursday with the Christmas Parade Festival and tree lighting in downtown. The festival, from 5 o'clock until 8 o'clock, features cookies and hot chocolate, Santa Claus, games, a photo booth, and live music. The parade begins at 5:30. The tree lighting will take place in front of the library at 7:30 p.m. For breaking news throughout the day, keep your radio tuned to this station. Also, be sure and like the News Talk 1330 WLBB Facebook page. In the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom, I'm Colin Worthington.